The Extraordinary Globe of Tom Babajowski, Episode 6, The Loire Valley.
You're on City Radio.
Greetings, landlubbers. It is I, Tom Babajowski, here, regaling you with tales from my time in the Merchant Navy, aboard the decrepit HMS Crumpet, transporting climate-destroying goods across the globe. Yes, before landing my dream job entertaining you lucky listeners, the ocean was my mistress. And you know, one June, we had a whole month off. Around 84, I do remember. Our ship docked in the French port of Saint-Nazaire at the mouth of the Loire and was in dire need of cleaning due to the decaying whale carcasses we had forgotten about in the hold. Those would take a month for the smell to recede. Armed with nothing but a phrase book, I looked for work inland for the summer months. Most countries appreciated my earnest attempts at their language, but, oh, in France they cared not, speaking to me in English as if my accent offended as much as exposing myself at their mother's funeral service. So with phrase book firmly and wisely in pocket, I ended up on a small goose farm. After proving myself to be a reliable worker, I was taken on in return for lodgings, baguettes, and as many jetons as I could smoke. I left hastily, however, after being asked to shovel grain down the geese's necks, but I surmised I could go from place to place until somewhere offered an adventure of a less harrowing kind. Well, after more awful places, I decided to wander off the beaten track, and through the other side of dense woodland, I came upon a small community hidden away in the depths of the Loire Valley. Herds of cows grazed in fresh fields, and smiling faces smiled everywhere. I had found my French heaven, and I was sure that nothing could possibly go wrong here. Well, they were very welcoming when they saw me, delighted, in fact. In reply, I turned my hand to anything they requested, picking grapes, milking their vast dairy herds, even trusted with the delicate task of hand-feeding baby snails. As we toiled happily by day and danced the dance of the happy milk herder by night, I felt accepted and part of this rural and, I now knew, electricity and communication-free colony. They invited me to try their sacred art of cheese carving, explaining to me in their near-perfect English that their midsummer festival was nigh, and, well, they'd be honored if I could help by making the Brie Carousel centerpiece. Humbled, I joined their skilled cheese sculptors, practicing on massive wheels of Brie. Happy with my work, they measured me for my own Brie wheel, and I set to carving as instructed, hollowing out a large seat in the center. I couldn't wait for their solstice festivities to see my creation at the heart of it. But as the event drew nearer, the more shrouded in mystery it became, with no one telling me what would actually happen. They only thanked me for being part of their community this year and that they felt lucky to have my presence. My Brie wheel finished, complete with a seat in the middle, a seat made using my own measurements, as if I were expected to sit in it. And as the midsummer evening drew on, I was led to the celebration meadow, my creation center stage, suspended above a fire. And taking me firmly by the hands, I was secured in my own merry-go-round of Brie, about to become part of the largest fondue I'd ever seen. As they secured me into that cheese, I realized I'd been seduced into their country idol, and now found myself as part of some, quite frankly, ridiculous ancient ritual to their god of the fecund pastures. They stopped talking in French, so I knew not what was coming, but the smell of burning wood let me know all right. Well, the cheese began to melt, and oh, the smell was divine, and oh, how I wished I had a bit of garlic sausage to dip in it, but the garlic sausage was going to be me. This was not how I'd envisioned my end. Drowning while drunk or poisoned by rum cocktails, yes, but not covered in sticky Brie, surrounded by crazed French peasants assuaging bloodthirsty deities. But then, as hot cheese ran into my pockets, I remembered my phrase book. I opened it and began to shout as loud as I could in broken French. Au sont les toilettes, s'il vous plaît, I screamed. Je voudrais une tasse de café. Around the melting brie, the villagers held their ears. J'ai un chien qui s'appelle Rusty, I went on. Il a six ans. Pained expressions grabbed their faces. Why, some of them even vomited. Mon train part dance dix minutes. Howls of anguish rang out, many now writhing on the floor in disgust. I took my chance and forced my way out of the brie, all the while quoting from my phrasebook, pronouncing N consonants and confusing noun genders until I escaped through the woodlands, leaving the despairing cries behind me. So if you're traveling, always take your phrasebook. And even if you don't learn the language, you can always use it to hit the goose who's pecking your hand as you force feed it. This is Tom Babajowski bringing the world to your doorstep, or radio anyway. Until next time, fare thee well. In the extraordinary globe of Tom Babajowski, you have been listening to me, Tom Babajowski. The script was by Daniel Williams, with a contribution from Jake Buckley. The opening theme and graphics are by Anson Pavlov. The show was produced and edited by Daniel Williams and is an Albion Media production for Huron City Radio.